episode of Synthplex podcast with Florentino Venator. That's me as the host. And as always, we have another great show coming to you today with Artesia Pro, the company that has been burning up the electronic drum world as well as the mobile market for keyboards. And for those that are like to play at home, they also have a great line of keyboards for the home market. We have Matt Harpster, the CEO of the company, and then we have Mike Bedard, the artist and repertoire for the drum line. Say hello, gentlemen.
Hey there,
hello, Florentino. How are you doing?
Good. I like to put you guys on your toes there where you have to both answer at the same time. I'm going to start off with you, Matt. You know, tell us a little bit about the history of Artesia Pro, because you guys are, you are like the what they call the 10-year overnight success. You guys are burning the world of electronic drums with the F-Note line, and you've got a lot. You've got a really good complement of gear, and you're local. You guys are here in the U.S. and more local to me here in San Diego. So tell us about the company.
Well, we started in 2013. And like you said, it's a 10-year success. Lately, we've been having a lot of momentum with some of the new developments that we've been working on, in addition to the F-Note drums and our new tech partner, ESI of Germany. So now we basically have a full line. We started originally back in the piano market and the mobile music creation market, and we've expanded from that into what we currently carry. So we're very excited to be showing a lot of the new products here at Synthplex, and can't wait to see everybody there.
Yeah, that is going to be awesome. You guys are going to be out there. Tell us, you've got some new stuff in way of audio. Tell us about that before we jump into the drums with Mike Bedard.
Well, we have a variety of new things that we're going to be actually demoing at Synthplex, and part of it is with our partnership with our German company, ESI. One of it is the XJam mobile music MIDI pad controller, 16 pads, and it's got the same ID as our X key, which is anodized aluminum frame and 6/10 of an inch thick and weighs like 1.3 pounds. So they're an amazing mobile, ultra mobile actually, creation stations, both the X key and the XJam. Plus, we have new audio interfaces from ESI, the Nuevo Uno and the Nuevo Duo, which are extremely inexpensive audio interfaces for all you home recording enthusiasts, where you get actually studio quality at a very low budget price point. If you're in the market for any of that, you should definitely come by and check it out. In addition, we have a lot of the famous ESI studio monitors. And ESI, just for people that don't know, was created about 20 years ago. They started, and they were doing OEMing product for M-Audio monitors at that time and other big manufacturers. And they have since come out on their own, and we're working with them on different technology in addition to being their distribution partner here in the North American market and helping them with marketing also. So we have a very close relationship with them, and their monitors are very exciting with both ribbon and 8 and 10 inch subwoofers. It's a very powerful line. So if anybody's in the market or interested in seeing some stuff like that, we'd be looking forward to seeing you at the booth.
Yeah, I think this is going to be great, because this is a huge home studio or personal studio market that's coming out to this. You know, that is, even though it focuses a lot on synthesizers, the electronic music market, you know, obviously has a lot of passion for audio gear and other things that make it a more exciting offering. I definitely encourage everybody to check out the booth for that. And, we're going to jump into the drums. We'll come back a little bit to some of the other gear, but I'd like to bring Mike Bedard here. He's chomping at the bit. He is a very accomplished drummer in his own right. He was the music director for Jordan Sparks for many years, Donovan Frankenreiter, and he's now, for the past couple of years, been helping to develop the go-to market for the electronic drums, the F-Note drums, which are now being heralded as, definitely, you know, one of the top electronic drum collections, rivaling some of the bigger names. But you guys are coming up. Tell us a little bit about what's been going on, Mike, with the electronic drums, and tell us about the performance that's going to be happening with Ellis Hall and then Dennis Dreith. I hope I pronounce his last name with their big orchestra that's going to be happening.
Yeah, thanks, Florentino. yeah, so basically F-Note is, I came on in 2019 through you doing videos and saw that, you know, doing an interview at your place and saw this kit in the corner, what is that? And started doing the very early demo videos for these. And then that turned into F-Note's first appearance at the NAMM show, which was 2020. No big announcement, just showed up with 6 prototype kits. And since then, we started going to market with the first one in early 2021. Since then, we've just completed bringing our 6th kit to market, which is the F-Note 7X, which is, you know, our flagship model. You know, it's the David and Goliath story, sort of companies. And we've been carving out our niche in having super heavy customer support and product support, you know, doing what a small, seemingly small, you know, company can do, quick rising, but staying very connected with our customers.
Yeah, that's awesome. Don't continue. I'm sorry.
Not at all. But I was just going to say our engineers are kind of nuts and they try ideas outside of the box. We've got a few firsts that nobody's done. We have the 20-inch ride cymbal, which has been, everyone waited on that since 2020, since that prototype. Now that thing's out and that's the hot ticket. We've been outselling our competitors at all of our top, I'd say 6 or 7 dealers have all been saying, you guys are doing it. You're starting to get that ground. And it's been a very organic growth as a brand. So we're excited to come out to Synthplex and let people play these things. That was sort of the conundrum, was how do we get people to actually get their hands on these, to be able to feel that response and feel the realism on them. And now they can do that now that they're on more showroom floors. But a trade show like Synthplex is going to be perfect, I think.
Yeah. I think, and for me, you know, having had one of these kits, one of the really exciting parts of this, have been a project recording enthusiast, is the ability that this module can record direct through digital to your DAW. So tell us a bit about that.
Yeah. So, you know, through the USB cable, you can go in and do 8 channels of separated USB audio. So if you open up, you know, Logic or Pro Tools or Studio One, whatever it is, whatever your DAW, you just arm 8 tracks and then you set the output routing, you know, kick, snare, hat, tom, 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 stereo overheads, or however you want to route it. And so it'll send waveforms to the DAW because it is the audio interface, the module is. And then it also sends at the same time on the same cable 16 channels of USB MIDI. So you could open up Superior Drummer 3, which now has all of our presets in there. We're in the drop-down window with all the other big boys. So now you can use the VST if you want to go that route, or you could just salt and pepper the VST in underneath the clean signal from the F-Note, you know, internal sounds as well, or vice versa. You could blend it however you'd like. Or sometimes I've been cutting sessions out of here, out of the office, and then sending not only the audio, and then just here's the MIDI ticks, and then they could do with it what they like. And a lot of them have used the audio from them because they sound killer. The samples are wonderful that are in them.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing that I've seen in all the different forums and other industry trades that I read about, is that the sounds are, you know, beyond studio quality, something that you were not going to obtain unless you have a great mic collection and a superior recording gear kit. Superior recording kit as well as gear. So that's super cool. You guys got a good collection of players that use this on a regular basis. Tell us about some of the the names that we might know that are FNote users.
Yeah. Yeah. So on our Mount Rushmore, we carve in Steve Ferroni, who came on as someone who's staunchly opposed to e-drums and came out first, played at 2020 NAMM when you were running the stage there, and just killed on him. And then he came back and did a Convo with Legends, which is a video on our YouTube channel at it's Artesia Pro North America is the YouTube channel. And so he came on, but we assembled a band, he put together, played a bunch of his hits. And then we have Tristan Bowden, who's like our till the end guy. He's just awesome. He's down for anything. We go over and shoot these videos in his house, and we beg him to pass all the, you know, 9 times platinum records and things on his wall. And we have him recreate some of his famous hits that he played on. And, you know, we use like Moises to extract the drums, and then we go right back in, do a couple passes with him, edit it and call it a day, you know, edit the video, that is. And then an incredible drummer that you also brought into the picture was Stacy Sidnor, who is phenomenal, who's out there with Myron McKinley, with the Jacksons. He's played with a ton of artists. He's just a workhorse, always on the road, musical director, all around talent, killer guy. And he's right now got the video on YouTube from NAMM. There's a part one and a part two that's been buzzing really hard because nobody can tell. You'd never guess in a million years that they're electronic drums that he's playing. And they don't sound like you're using a VST. You know, if you were to take Superior Drummer and put it on a stage in front of people, it sounds like you're in Abbey Road, but your eyes are showing you on stage. That doesn't really make sense. These things sound like killer drum set, killer mics, killer pre's, super killer player. And then, you know, that it's a win-win with him. So we're really looking forward to doing more with Stacy.
Yeah, yeah. No, that is awesome. Yeah, great collection. Also a shout out to John Paris as well from Earth, Wind & Fire, who's
part of the crew. Yeah. So, yeah, man, John. Oh my gosh. John is like the most solid player and sweetest cat ever.
Yeah, he is. He is. And he's so passionate about the drums. And you know, I think a lot of the players really appreciated the realistic feel when they were shown. In fact, that's what's going to happen with Ellis Hall and Dennis Treath's drummer. They asked to have the electronic drums. They wanted the F-note drums, and you guys are going to be providing that, and you'll be able to see that on stage right there at Synthplex in Burbank. While we are you know, enjoying, you know, this orchestra that they've put together with all kinds of electronic instruments, and it's just going to be an amazing time. And you know, I think kind of the core of this is, Matt, tell us a little bit about your heart when you started this company, because you used to be at Suzuki, and then you had a passion to drive the company. Tell us about the heart of the company, and so that people know what to expect for the future.
Yeah, I think, and this is how I'm going to speak for Mike also, and Mike, you can chime in, but I think the basic passion that we have for this is we love to create instruments that can actually get the passion out of the user. So what we really care about is putting the right product, the right instrument in front of the right user. So whether it's our kit or our instruments or somebody else's instruments, it really isn't that big of a point. And that might not be the best business way to look at it, but from our point of view, honestly, we have a passion for music creation, and music is kind of what drives us, and the creation of music is what we're into with our instruments. So for instance, with the F-note line, we tell everybody, This is a different drum line. This is more of an acoustic style drum line. It's different from the Roland line. It's different from the Alesis line. Come and check it out before you buy. You may like it. You may not like it. You may want the more produced sounds. You may want something else that the Roland kit offers that we don't offer. And that's fine. We want to make sure you get the right kit in front of you. And that's kind of our passion. We don't do everything the same way everybody else does. We're giving musicians a choice of something different. And that's the same for our audio interfaces, our X-Key mobile MIDI controllers and a variety of our other product lines. So we're going to continue doing that down the road. We're going to keep coming up with unique and distinct offerings that are not the same as everybody else. And we're not trying to be like everybody else. We want to offer something different and connect with the musician. And I think Mike feels the same way. I know he's passionate about music creation. And when we're talking to people to see if it, you know, what instrument fits, it's all about that. It's not like we're trying to sell the product. If it's not our product that fits with them, that's fine. You know, that's no problem. We want them to get the product that fits for them. And it's the same way if you come see us at the booth. We're not trying to, we want to sell you something if it fits. And we think we have product that will fit, but come by and see it, and you can make the decision for yourself.
That's super awesome. In fact, one of your early, one of the early faces on Mount Rushmore, as Mike put it, I love that, on you guys' Mount Rushmore, is Jordan Rudess. And Jordan's going to be doing some really cool things. So he's going to do a presentation, and he's actually going to get up and be part of the Keith Emerson band tribute with Mark Bonilla. So that's awesome. Going to be pretty awesome. So maybe you guys might, you know, run into Jordan, because he was pretty instrumental in the X Key. Is that not correct, Matt?
Yes, he absolutely was. He was our music CMO, our chief music officer on the X Key development. So he was hand in hand with us as we were designing the X Key, and we kept sending him over like a version that we had that we thought was great. And he'd be like, yeah, it's better, but you need to do this, this, and that. And then we'd try to do that after he send it back and send it to him again. And then after three or four times, finally, he goes, that's it. That's it. I can play this anywhere. I love it. And then once we had that, and he's, as you know, one of the best keyboardists out there, we knew that we had enough to be able to please everybody that was going to be checking it out. So yeah, he was huge with the development for the X Key, and he's also going to be part of our X Gem marketing. So we're happy to continue to work with Jordan.
Yeah, that is awesome. And there's going to be a lot of great performers as well as presenters at Synthplex. And probably a little police that are going to be there too. No, I'm just joking, guys. I heard a little siren in the background. You know, as these are live and you know, unedited in that way. We're excited at Synthplex for all the different performers and of course all the different exhibitors. And Artesia Pro is going to be a huge part of that. And I'm really excited to see you guys growing. And it's been a fun being a part of some of the cool things that you guys are doing. We're coming down kind of to the wire here. So, Mike, I'd like to bring this to you, then we'll close it out with Matt here. Mike, you've been a drummer, man. You've played with a lot of people, and you've, you're like the drummer's drummer, you know. In fact, I've heard, you know, even Sugarfoot was like, that boy could play. When he was at the NAMM show, he was really, really impressed with you. But more importantly, you've had a heart for drummers, and I think that's what's been the success of this. You respond to everybody that's in the groups. What do you want drummers to know about the F Note kit from that perspective? Being the drummer's drummer, what do you want them to come away with once they leave Synthplex? They come, they check out the show, they see all these different things. They go to the booth and they sit down and play it. What's that thought that they leave within their mind?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that in selling any product, like, the most important thing is finding or knowing your audience, right? What I've found, the thing that attracted me to it, and the thing that I've found is attracting many drummers to it, is the drummer that wants to play, not the drummer that wants to sit and tweak, or the drummer that wants to sit and program, or, you know, this thing has got, you know, artificial intelligence in it that's trying to play for you or create more of a human feel, that sort of thing. These are for the drummer that wants to improve, wants to practice, because if you play badly on these, you don't sound good. Like, you have to, these react just like real drums. I mean, there's the limitation that is there of electronic drums, but within that realm, these are absolutely phenomenal. I think they're the best playing musical drums that are on the market, and I spend hundreds of hours playing all of our competitors and these, and it's a fact. It's what brought me to it. It's not, I'm not saying that because I'm here. It's what brought me to it and made me want to like be here and help and develop and that. So, you know, for drummers, I think the drummer that's into our thing is like, wow, those things sound great. There's raw, the sounds that are in these, I could, you know, go and use the ambience to send a kit if I want, or I can just send these straight to the board and then, you know, create my drum bus and start from scratch and start with my EQ, my compression, my verb, my, you know, whatever else I want to put in here, my stereo image, and do that in the DAW, just the same as you would on a real recording, as opposed to having everything baked in and then you record in and then it's all in there and you're married to it. This is for like, it's a tool, not a toy, right? So our drummer, the guy or the girl that we see, is sees it and goes, yes, I want to build with this thing. It's not a templated thing. It's like a raw musical instrument. It's a fine tuned instrument. So that's like, people get that when they start playing them. As far as like that accessibility that you're talking about, being in there, being in the forums, being in all the Facebook pages, I feel like I do product support for Roland at times. I go into the TD27 group all the time and they're like, hey man, blah, 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 you know, this fell apart or this happened or what, and I'll get in there and go, no, try this, try that. It's I really feel like the drumming community is something special within you know, the larger music scene. There is a thing there's a competitive nature to drumming, but there's also very communal nature and a lot of questions being asked, and you know, some of these questions go out there and it sounds like they're going to tank the company. The questions are so pointed. But I feel that it's been very important for us as Artesia Pro, as introducing F-Note to the world, to go out there and be very transparent, be very accessible, be there and show them that we care. If you're going to spend thousands of dollars on a product, we value that. We value you. We want to take care of you. We want to be there. And you're helping us. You're helping us develop. The more of these we sell, the more killer the next products are going to be that we put out. You know, so we're coming.
Awesome. That is awesome. I think that kind of like what Matt said is a tribute to your passion as a company and as individuals to drive music making. No matter whose gear you're using, you want to help empower that for people. So I think that's awesome. And I'm going to bring that same question to Matt to close this out with. Matt, you know, you've got a few different gear pieces that are going to be out at this, you know, what do you want them to leave with? And the second part to this was completely separate. You know, are there anything, any gear or any pieces that you can talk about that you guys have for the future that, you know, aren't out yet, but might be coming?
Yeah, I think if you're going to stop by our booth, you definitely need to try the F-Note drums first and foremost, just because they're such a unique, you know, drum kits, as Mike has elaborated on. They're very different. You need to try them before you buy anything else. Secondly, I think the thing to look at is our X-Key and our new member to the X-Key family, the X-Jam, the MIDI pad controller. And then thirdly, we have the new audio interfaces that I mentioned, the Uno and the Duo, that are extremely low cost, come with great software packages, have great spec range, and you can be really happy with that if you're on a budget. And coming up, funny enough, is we're going to have an X Synth, which is the new member to the X Key family, and we can't wait to show it at next year's Synthplex, but the X Synth is coming up, and that's a very exciting project that we can't wait to launch.
Oh, that is awesome. That is awesome. Well, gentlemen, I really appreciate your time. I know you guys are furiously getting new products out and getting the products that you have into the retail channel so that people can buy. I know that things have been selling out pretty fast. So, you know, I kudos to, you know, like I said, the 10-year overnight success that you guys are driving. So this has been awesome. With that said, folks, thank you very much for tuning in. We've got more episodes coming out. This has been the Synthplex podcast, and my name is Florentino Buenaventura. Thanks again, Mike. Thanks again, Matt. And we're out.
Thank you, Florentino.
You're welcome.